Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. And boy, what a week as we kicked off our week on Monday. Joel Bauer was in from Midsoda Manufacturing as we named our 2020 Tremendous Trailer Giveaway winner.
We're crossing the border this year, Joel. We've got David Becker from Deer Creek, Wisconsin, the big winner this year.
Deer Creek, Wisconsin. We're going to give that to Brad, and let's see if they have telephones in Deer Creek, Wisconsin, which they do because there's a phone number there. And you'll line them up here in a trailer. And, you know, it's almost kind of odd because, you know, a trailer goes to Wisconsin. Not really odd, but your trailers, Joel, go all over the United States.
They go all over. Set them on a truck and, you know, they cross many borders before they get to their destination.
Congratulations to David Becker of Wisconsin. I had a chance to talk to David, and boy, was he ever excited as he registered at Central Livestock in Albany. Also, we spoke to Joel as a new year approaches. Joel will be in a new role at Midsoda Manufacturing starting here in 2021.
Absolutely. You know, we talk all the time, Joe, about Midsoda and our growth, and you see more buildings going up and more trailers, and we talk about 140 employees. And over the years, you know, Tim Berg and I have talked, you know, where are we going to go with this? What are we going to do? And as we watch the rest of the industry around the country, a lot of the other manufacturers we're competing with, they keep getting bigger, you know, partnering with other manufacturers and really growing to serve customers around the country. And we just thought, you know, we don't ever want to get, we've got 140 people here that we want to make sure always have a good job. And we have this community that we want to make sure we're always a part of and serve. So we looked into that and had a manufacturer out of Indiana. Just, you know, they've loved our product and they loved our people. The engineering, the ingenuity, the robotics behind our product, they came in and were very interested in what we had to offer. And we decided that, you know, now is as good time of any to make sure that this company is going to last a long time, be around forever, and continue to grow. We didn't want to stop at 140, and sometimes that can be more than one or two people can handle at that point. So we've partnered with Novae Corporation out of Markle, Indiana. They are the new owners of Midsoda Manufacturing. They own 5 trailer manufacturing companies across the country. H&H Trailers down in Iowa. Trailer Man Trailers out in Missouri. SureTrack Trailers in Indiana. CAM Superline Trailers in Pennsylvania. And ITI Trailers in Pennsylvania. So Midsoda Manufacturing has been added to that group. Really increases our buying power on products. And we can really... we are now considered part of the second largest trailer manufacturing group in the country. So buying power is huge. Resources are good. Tim and I are both there. We're sticking around, you know, helping them with a lot of things. They want us to help Tim with some of the robotics and some of their manufacturing. They want me to help with some of the dealer training and education, some of the things that Midsoda was known for and highlighted for. So we're excited to see what this next chapter brings and continue to watch Midsoda grow right here in Avon.
So, Joel, what was that process in finding somebody, a potential buyer? Because, you know, you put your heart and soul into a company and you just don't want to nilly-willy sell it to somebody, and you want to make sure your employees are taken care of. They maybe have the same values, thought process, and I'm sure that was all considered.
Absolutely. That was a big part of it. We just talked about going all the way back to 1998. It's been a long time. Really, it's been... my entire life of my working life out of school and college has been centered around Midsoda. So it was very important to us to make sure that if somebody was going to come in, they had to value the product and they had to value their people. And when these guys came in and had a discussion with us, that's the way it sounded. But you know, sometimes talk can be cheap. So we wanted to make sure, and Tim and I jumped on a plane and we went out to Indiana to their main facility, and we walked through all of their plants. And you saw it firsthand. You saw the owners of the company knowing names, knowing people, knowing how long they've been there, and talk about taking care of their people. So we, you know, when we left, we just felt like, you know what, that felt like us walking through one of our plants. And we just, at that time, we realized this was a good fit and we need to keep moving forward.
You know, Joel, I'm a guy who doesn't like change. You know, don't change anything. That makes me a little mad. I like routine. So your customers, past and present, you know, is something going to change? Or if you drive by, you'd never know the difference. what's it going to look like, you know, as we enter a new year?
Yep, I tell you what, anybody driving up and down 94, they are not going to see a thing. Hopefully they just see a lot more trailers out in the yard and maybe some more buildings going up at some point. That's the only change they're going to see, which isn't a whole lot of change from what they've seen in the past. With everything else, you know, there always is change. You've got to streamline things. They got five companies. They want to do it the same way across all of them, which is sometimes a little different than the way we did it. And I'm the same way. I'm the Holstein cow that wants to go back to the same stanchion every single day. You move me one over and you're going to have a fight on your hands. So you were working through some of that stuff. It's inevitable. So it's the human being factor. We're working through that, and they're great to work with. So we're working through it, and things, you know, so far are going good in some of those changes.
Maybe on a personal side, Joel, how do you feel getting up, you know, knowing that, you know, you're an employee coming up here as the new year rolls around? You still got that fire in your belly? I'm sure you do, because you're working with a product you've worked with for so long.
Absolutely. You know, quite honestly, I never really felt like the owner through the whole process. I felt like everybody else coming to work every day. So it doesn't feel a whole lot different unless somebody comes in and says they want to talk to the owner. And that's not me anymore, but you know, that's about it. There's not a whole lot change there, because we've always just felt like we're no better than anybody else there. It's not us making the product. It's not us talking to the dealers every day. It's every one of the 140 people there that made it happen. So that part, there's not a whole lot of change.
And Joel, I guess finally we should say, you kind of touched on it as well. Growth. As well, you mentioned the folks employed at your place, too. That could potentially grow, and what a valuable asset to have in this area.
Absolutely. You know, they're a company that's all about growth, and they've got plants now all across the country, and they want and need to continue to grow that. So to have that opportunity and knowing that's what the plan is, who knows where you can go. I mean, we talked about a lot of our people have moved up from welders to managers to supervisors. As we grow, that's going to take more people, and there's only going to be more of that happens.
Once again, thanks again. Collaboration again this year, and look forward to working with you into the new year. Glad you're going to stick around. Otherwise, you're going to get bored, Joel.
Well, I'd come here and have coffee and donuts in the morning by the sound of it.
And Joel, there's coffee and donuts anytime you want when you stop on in here at Chasm Radio. We appreciate our partnership with Minnesota Manufacturing in our Central Minnesota Farm Report. And of course, with much of our programming and our tremendous trailer giveaway here on Chasm Radio. Let's take a look at a few markets. Brad Thielen recapping their Christmas week Tuesday night sale in Long Prairie.
Tuesday night, we had a nice run for Christmas week. We had 297 head of cattle, maybe calves free from $80 to $120, crossbreeds from $110 to $160. We had a nice group of little Holstein calves in there. Starts break from $80 to $1.20 by the pound. Holstein steers, we didn't have a lot of them, kind of untested, but some Holstein steers weighing $6,800 from $0.75 to $0.90, and little groups, of course. Had a big run of kill cows again last night. There was 140 some of them. Cows sold good. Most of the cows break 44 to 52, extreme top to 67. The beef cows, 52 to 60. Holstein fats from 88 to 92, some crossbreeds up to 94. Beef fats from 96 to 101.50. Then an odd one break like $1.03.
Here's a few highlights from Central Livestock in Albany this week in their Tuesday sale.
From Central Livestock at the Albany Market, this is Pat Mikla. Taking a look at the markets in the cattle division, we've got beef steers up to 96 to 99.75. Choice and select, 94 to 95.50. In the calf division, the calves that are 70 to 90 pounds, they're ranging from $20 to $75, 90 to 120 pounds from $25 to $100. The 120 to 150 pound calves brought $150 to $175, and we had calves 150 to 250 pounds bringing from $175 to $260. The beef calves are ranging $25 to $185 per head. Again, a reminder of our next dairy cattle sale that's going to be held on Tuesday, January 5th, and our next feeder cattle sale coming up on Wednesday, January 13th. In the hog division, market hogs are trading at 38, the light sows 25 to 26, heavy sows 27 to 28, with all weight boars at 10.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio, your final one for 2020. We appreciate you tuning in. Have yourself a very happy holiday weekend, And also the best to you in the new year. Lots of happiness and health in 2021. We'll be back next Saturday here on Chasm Radio. For Chasm Radio and the Central Minnesota Farm Report, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Have a great day.